Hi, wine fans. This is Alan Goldfarb. Glad to be here with Lynn on iWine Radio.
iWine Radio is a production of Food Tastes Better with Wine on the web at iWineRadio.com. I'm Lynn Crelo Chamberlain. Welcome to Wine and Dine. Wine and dining journalist Alan Goldfarb is back with us today, and he recently enjoyed a delicious, delicious experience at the Slanted Door Waterfront Modern Vietnamese Restaurant in San Francisco. And Alan, I was on the website a little bit in preparing for this because, boy, I wish there was a Vietnamese restaurant where I live here on the East Coast, because I know the food is so yummy. Are they located in the Embarcadero?
Yes, on the Embarcadero in the famous Ferry Building.
Okay.
Which is, in a fashion, you know, like any great city in the world, each of those cities has a centrale mercado.
Okay.
A central market, and this is that, but it's much more modern and much more interesting to tourists to come to, because it started out not as a tourist destination, and now it is, because the Ferry Building I'm talking about in general. It just has permanent food stalls and has some restaurants and butchers and fishmongers and all very high-end stuff, and all, you know, local and mostly organic. And then 3 days a week, there is a farmer's market both outside the Ferry Building, which is right on the Embarcadero, the waterfront, at the foot of Market Street in San Francisco. And then in the back, right on the waterfront itself, there is a farmer's market. So that happens 3 days a week. So the Ferry Building has become this iconic destination for tourists, but although locals go there too, because the quality of the food is just sensational.
Why are there two farmers market in front of the building and in back? Is it because there are that many vendors?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Who are coming from the Central Valley and the coasts are coming down 3 times a week. It's happening both front and back. And then inside, as I mentioned, there are permanent stalls and restaurants, at which is the Slanted Door.
Okay.
And I want to correct you, just this is niggling, but I was recently there, but I'm there as much as I can possibly be over the years, because it is my really favorite restaurant from the last 20 years. It's Vietnamese, but it's very modern Vietnamese, and the flavors are just sensational. And complemented by, I think, one of the greatest wine lists in the city. There are about 75 wines, and there's only one wine from Napa Valley, which is interesting in that the history of this restaurant, especially with the wine list, the original wine buyer there refused to put any Napa Valley wines on that list for about as long as he was there, for about 12 years.
Mm.
Because he contended that those wines from Napa Valley and in California in general don't go with this type of food. And I absolutely agreed with him. He pissed off the Napans, as you can imagine.
Yes.
He became persona non grata. He's now at another restaurant, but the current director is following in his footsteps, acquiesced, put on one Napa wine, which is not the typical Napa wine. It's a white wine, a blend of Sauvignon Blanc, Ribolla, Semillon, and Tokaj, dry Tokaj,
which is
amazing, an amazing blend. So let me give you a little background about the restaurant. Charles Phan is the owner and chef, opened the restaurant about 20 years ago in the Mission, when the Mission was the old Mission, mostly populated by Latin Americans and Mexicans. And he opened on Valencia Street, where there was nothing. It was run down, and people just flocked to the place. Now, he's left the Mission a long time ago, and now that street on which the original Slanted Door was is the hottest restaurant street in the city.
Wow.
and it has become gentrified. You and I have spoken about it several times, and the Mission is now kind of like the new Brooklyn and Silver Lake in L.A., Portland. It's that hot. But Charles Fan took his restaurant and put it on the Embarcadero about 12 years ago or 10, yeah, something like that, 12 years ago, and moved it from a place farther down the Embarcadero to the Ferry Building about 10 years ago. And it has just become an incredible go-to place. As I said, great flavorful foods and fantastic wines.
They're open 7 days a week, aren't they?
They are, and it's a large restaurant, and the place is just hopping all day long, and it's also now become a tourist destination, but in the best way, because the quality is really high. And I venture to guess that many tourists who come there have never experienced that food before. Maybe they're lucky from a small town. Maybe there's a small dive Vietnamese restaurant. Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. This is not that.
Yeah.
This is it's just fabulous. The flavors just burst. The spare ribs, the green papaya salad, just burst with freshness and flavor. And those kind of dishes, from my mind, lend itself to white wine.
Yes, I agree with you. Oh, and maybe even sparkling wine.
And lots of sparkling wine. If there's any pretension to the Slanted Door, it's the very first category on their list. It's called Petalant and Method Ancestrale.
Yes. Wow.
And it's all sparkling wines. Petalant meaning a little bit of sparkle, like frizzante.
Wow.
So, that's a small category, and then there's a larger category of sparkling wines and champagnes. But just as Charles Fan was a visionary and a pioneer in the Mission, the list is also very much a pioneer in that I believe that this restaurant put the then obscure Australian wine Grüner Veltliner on the list. Grüner, G-R-U with an umlaut, N-E-R, and Veltliner, spelled with a V in Victor. And it's just a wonderful, acidity-dominated wine. In good years, it has great fruit and goes perfectly with the food, which is the point.
Last question here. You say it's so wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I'm assuming also that the service is top-notch.
These folks know their food. They know their wine. It is absolutely top-notch. The big downside is you can't get in.
Even though it's big. So people need to make reservations online if they're going to be visiting?
Yes, and they need to make them sooner than later, because an added aspect of Slanted Door, just last month, they were named the best restaurant in the country by James Beard.
Wow.
The James Beard Award. And after, almost 20 years, this restaurant was named Best Restaurant of the Year, which just blew me away.
It's giving a heads up to that kind of cuisine also.
Yes.
You know, Vietnamese cuisine as the best restaurant in the country. Alan Goldfarb, you are such a lucky man to be able to go to a restaurant like that. I'm so jealous.
Even more lucky being able to talk to you about it.
You're a sweetie. Alan, you have a delicious rest of the day. We can't wait to hear from you next month.
Thank you, Lynn.
We will have links up for you to learn more. And he's right, the wine list you can see online is phenomenal. You're listening to iWine Radio.